So the scariest bar to walk into in the Seattle area might not be a seedy dive downtown. It might just be a juice bar in an obscure strip mall in Shoreline. What makes a live juice bar so daunting is its owner, Andrew Ho. He's just as likely to curse out and humiliate his customers as he is to soothe their ailments with foamy fruit and vegetable concoctions. Sound effect contributor Bree Ripley has been a patron, an employee, and a student of Andrew's unusual philosophy on customer service.
This is my friend Najib Amini.
Hi, how's it going?
He's walking into a live juice bar in Shoreline for the very first time, and he has no idea what to expect.
How to order. To help keep costs down, there are no lines. Take your time to decide, but call out your order the moment you decide. Failure to follow will result in you standing around like an idiot. I do that a lot. Interesting.
The rules here are interesting, and the juices are just as intense.
All right, so some of the names, you get your The Exorcist, Green Energizer, Freaky Filled The Basic Bitch. Oh, that's funny. Carrot and Orange.
If this whole atmosphere sounds familiar, it's probably because you're a Seinfeld fan, and you remember this guy.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
The soup Nazi's goal was all about being efficient. But Andrew's motivation for being rude is different. He actually wants to make people meaner. For Andrew, it's a mix of disdain and genuine care.
I've noticed that nice people are more likely to have bad diets. They repress more. Nice people will, for instance, not tell the server that they received a bad meal. They won't tell the person giving them their haircut that they got a bad haircut. They'll suck it in and not say anything. They'll be the person who doesn't want to work over the holidays, but will do so and with a fake smile. That leads to repression of fundamental emotions such as anger and hate.
Najib is looking around. He sees black walls, shrines of Chinese dictators, and a sign that says, "Shoplifters will be tortured and murdered." It's a far cry from Jamba Juice's pastel interior. Now Najib is stepping up to the counter. If he orders wrong, he's going to have to pay a $5 idiot tax.
Do you want a juice, protein shake, or a smoothie? Are you hungry or are you thirsty?
Let's go with the smoothie.
Smoothie? Okay, give me a kale smoothie. Kale smoothie!
Kale smoothie.
There we go.
I'm trying the kale smoothie.
Najib makes it out unscathed, but some customers don't. Some don't ever come back. The nearly 200 reviews of a live juice bar on Yelp make this clear.
You know, rude. He really is a pig, and, you know, this place is dysfunctional.
Does it ever rattle you?
Not really. I think it's kind of funny.
Do you think it's bad for business?
No, you can always make a bad review good for business. It depends how you work with it. So we had to figure out a way to get them so pissed off that they would screenshot our message and then publish it online on the Yelp. They assumed that nobody could possibly want to go to a place where people respond this way. Well, you're right. 9 out of 10 people don't, but the 1 out of 10 do, and they become very loyal customers.
I'm one of those people who found this place and was intrigued by the totally mixed Yelp reviews. Some people love this place. Others, well, they caution people, telling them to visit at their own risk. Having been a customer since I was a broke college student with a bad sweet tooth, I found a live juice bar on a rare healthy kick, wherein I was trying to do something about all the garbage I was eating on the regular.
The American palate has been narrowed so much so that they can't enjoy anything much more than hamburgers and pizza and hot dogs. American cuisine had become a disaster.
That's Andrew speaking at a Town Hall Seattle event. I started working here just a few months ago. I'm slightly suspicious and mostly curious about Andrew's Spartan attitude towards life and health. He views health as the most sacred part of personhood.
I noticed in the beginning that people would come in on Sundays or Mondays and they'd expect me to play the priest role as they confess their sins to me about what they did over the weekends or the night before. So it could be, you know, half a pizza, an entire pizza, 12 margarita shots, a 12-pack of beer, and so forth. So it wasn't just simply a proprietor and customer. It became priest and parishioner.
Andrew opened the shop 8 years ago with his ex-fiance. In the beginning, it was tough. It was in the middle of a recession. They had $300 in the till, a nearly broken refrigerator, no store name. And even though the shop was tucked conveniently next door to a 24-hour gym, it was out of sight of most car and foot traffic.
If you're forgotten in your new business and you're tucked in a corner of the middle of nowhere, you will die.
But he hasn't been forgotten. Being Rude has been a success. And his success with Rude is spreading. Now his business has grown to include a dance studio and a thrift store. All of them operate under a so-called bull and repression-free zone with an overall ban on etiquette. You're probably thinking, why on earth would someone run a business like this at all? Like some sort of modern art social experiment. Why treat people rudely? For Andrew, at the end of the day, it comes down to what matters most to him. Hostile earnestness. He believes our health depends on it. And so does his legacy.
A customer came in. She told me, oh, I forgot about this place. And at that point, I realized I have to make sure that every customer who walks in never, ever forgets this place. This was early on when we were still young. We were desperate for customers. And I was really pissed off to know that somebody can forget us. So I told myself, I'm going to make sure that nobody who walks in this place will ever forget us. Good or bad, they're going to walk out of there. They're going to be thinking about us. And the only thing worse than being treated poorly is to be ignored. You know, if you're being treated poorly, at least it means you matter.